The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 255, new CDs of 2015.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Liz.
So I heard about this really cool concept. It's called the Celtic Invasion of Cornwall.
The Celtic Invasion of my heart.
Yeah. This show is brought to you by the Celtic Invasion of Camelot. I mean my heart.
Mark Gunn leads the Celtic Invasion. So he's got a feather in his kilt, and you can follow that feather as he invades Celtically. I'm talking about a sweet summer vacay.
A fun invasion.
Yeah, a sweet vacay.
Mark Twain said, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime."
That's true. This is Mark Gunn of Celtic Invasion, and he understands that you're supposed to go out and expand your mind.
You just head to Cornwall because it is believed to be the legendary home of Camelot.
Fun fact.
The stories here are very deep.
They're deep.
The history runs deep.
100% factual.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Camelot, 100% factual. You know Camelot, right? You know Camelot?
I know, love this Celtic nation located in the southwesternmost part of England.
South.
But more importantly, Mark Gunn is going to Cornwall.
Yeah, he's actually going. The point of all of this is that he is traveling unto Cornwall, capital of Camelot in my heart.
So the official itinerary goes online in August 2015.
Boom.
You know, get on this. Follow this trip.
You gotta get on this. You can go to CelticInvasion.com.
Get on that mailing list.
Doing a little type in going on Celtic Invasion, checking this out. Because this sounds really interesting.
And prepare yourself for the trip of a lifetime.
Prepare thyself.
Prepare unto thyself. We're the Root Tutors. I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And check out Mark Gunn's website, CelticInvasion.com.
I know.
And that was The Shadow by Bell, Book, and Canto from their album Blessed Journey.
Well, hi there, and welcome to another episode of the Renaissance Festival Podcast. If you recognize this voice, well, you've probably been listening too hard, because I've been here a few times before. My name is Danny Fought, and I just came down from the observatory, and we are in a highly secured location in the castle. And with me, well, I'll let you introduce yourself, because I've just met you, and I probably couldn't do a good job of it myself.
Well, I'm Chuck Burke. I'm known around here as the Tinker. I've crawled out of the workshop to join in on the fun here tonight.
All right, what are we doing here? This is the special episode with nothing but releases from last year, from 2015. So this is all new stuff, at least new recordings. Some of them are old familiar songs. Some of them will be brand new songs. But this is really cool. It's all stuff that came out just in 2015. What do you think about that?
I tell you what, it's good to see new music keep coming out like this. For a long time, the artists, they couldn't sell their music anywhere because the festivals, they thought it wasn't period to have recordings being sold. But now they've turned around on the idea, and they're selling their music so we can all take it home with us. But this week, we're bringing you a little bit of it right here.
All right, coming up next, we have Chased Treasure with We Are Actually Royals from their album Chased Treasure. And I think we're going to love this one.
Got a lot of diamonds on my chest. 100 more are on my dress and my earrings, because I only get the best. Oh, these pretty things are just part of the finery.
Oh, what a life it is. Polo teams, cricket games, ice sculptures of big swans, fox hunts, stock and reef, pheasants on a gold plate, it's all there. All of us have expensive taste.
Just take a look at our
fur cloaks, new shoes, six maidens to dress me, bourgeois, gold leaf, a thousand ships in my name, it's all there. And so are we, cause we belong, cause we're actually royals.
Royals,
it's a part of our court, golfing with the Duke of York. Our family tree, it does not fork, and I am a Tudor.
Tudor,
you can call me Gentry, and we will all rule. Because it is our destiny. My friends and I wear lots of gold. I've forgotten just how much I own in the country. Servants, merchants, clergy know to respect our rules, cause it's divine right, you see.
Oh, what a life it is.
Polo teams, cricket games, ice sculptures of big swans, fox hunts, falconry, pheasants on a gold plate, it's all there. All of us have expensive taste.
Just take a look at our
fur cloaks, new shoes, six maidens address me, bourgeois, gold leaf, a thousand ships in my name, it's all there. And so are we, cause we belong, cause we're actually royals.
Royals,
it's a part of our court, golfing with the Duke of York. Our family tree, it does not fork, and I am a Tudor.
Tudor,
you can call me Gentry, and we will all rule. Because it is our destiny. Oh, 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 oh.
Got cousins that I've never seen, and I'm related to the Queen. Hi, Liz.
Oh, oh, oh.
What it takes to reign.
Cause we're actually royals.
Royals.
It's a part of our court, golfing with the Duke of York. Our family tree, it does not fork, and I am a Tudor.
Tudor.
You can call me Gentry, and we will all rule. Because it is our destiny.
Now it's time to head down to the dungeon for the Renaissance Festival podcast news with Tony Autumn.
From Scotland, motorway construction workers have unearthed an archaeologist's artifact, which experts believe is a lost medieval Scottish village. You can find out more about that at bbc.com. Mid-Michigan Renaissance Festival is looking for support for a new pub. You can find out more about supporting this pub at gofundme.com. The oldest message in a bottle was found in Germany. Find out what that message says at brightside.me. Or you can just go to our Facebook page where you can find all of these news items, along with a ton of more news items, including events that are going on. As always, support your friends. Go see their shows. Be the first to buy their products and promote their ideas. Are you a performer? Please send us your contact information to runthespodcast@gmail.com. We will be starting a performers-only letter to better help us keep up with the performers. And now back to somewhere else in the castle.
One additional bit of news. Due to extensive flooding at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, they are looking for people to come and help out with cleanup at the site on Saturday, March 26th and April 2nd. There is plenty to be done inside and out. They're looking for folks to please bring their own gloves and footwear appropriate for outside work. And if you have them, bring hand tools, rakes, shovels, pitchforks, or wheelbarrows. If anybody has flat trailers they can bring, that would be helpful as well. Please go to the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast Facebook page for more information.
So you couldn't make it out to fair. No reason to feel sad. Just remember all the times you've gone and all the fun you've had. Now ride your mouse-drawn chariot to find your favorite songs played by the minion leprechauns at renaissancefestivalmusic.com. It's a place you can go to marry Mary Mac. Ooh, but my lady green sleeves, or a wild Irish gypsy rover all around the blooming heather. And fill to me the parting glass, for she once was a true love of mine. With a ring ding ding little I-D-O, and a hey and a ho and a hey nanny no. Yes, your favorite songs played by the minion leprechauns at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling, Michael, they are taking you away. For you stole Trevelyan's corn, so our young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay.
Low-lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. A love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely around the fields of Athenry.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rose up. They cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity.
No lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely around the fields of Athenry.
watched the last star falling, as that prison ship sailed out against the sky. Sure she'll wait and hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. Now it's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
Lonely the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Lonely the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
That last song was The Fields of Athenry by the Hooligans from Insider. And one of the things we wanted to take a look at this week were the top 10 new CDs from 2015.
So this comes from the voting from the 2015 Renaissance Festival Awards. And this is the first time that this information has been released. So you heard it first right here. The top 10 countdown of the favorite releases from 2015.
And number 10 is Live at Black Rock by Ravensong.
And number 9, Insider from the Hooligans.
Number 8 is Blessed Journey from Bell, Book, and Canto.
Now, we had a little bit of discussion among the podcast minions about Live at Black Rock. We're trying to research it and just learn a little bit more about that album. And I think there was a grand total of 2 web pages in the entire universe that Google could show me that said anything at all about that album. For example, man, I'd like to buy that album. And I couldn't figure out how to do it. So if anyone is in the band listening, or if you know the band, we want to send people your way to buy some of this great music. So drop us a line, go to renaissancefestivalmusic.com, or go to our Facebook group, and tell us more about that album and where people can find it.
Our next song is one that was a favorite in my family when I was growing up, Fill the Fluter's Ball. This version is by the McGuire Brothers from Sibling Rivalry.
Have you heard of Phil the Fluter from the town of Ballymac? Times were going hard for him, in fact the man was broke, so he just sent out a notice to his neighbors, one and all, as to how he'd like their company that evening at a ball. And when writing out, he was careful to suggest to them that if they found a hat of his convenient to the door, the more they put in whenever he requested them, the better would the music be for Arthur and the floor. With a toot on the flute and a twiddle on the fiddle, oh, hopping round the mill like a heron on the griddle, oh, jump down, hands around, crossing to the wall, hadn't we the gaiety and Fill the Fluter's Ball?
Now it's a very special time of the album.
All right!
No, Connor, put your pants back on, it's not that time. It's the time of the album where we thank all the lovely people who made this happen.
Oh, that special time
that's
of the album.
Right. All right.
Who's up first?
Who's up first? That would be Dustin and Ali Ryan.
Oh, they just got married recently.
I know, I got drunk at their wedding.
So did I.
I got drunk before the wedding.
You get drunk before everything.
Got drunk after the wedding, too.
It's time to move on. We're going to thank Jeffrey and Kimberly Martin.
Oh, who can forget you?
Thanks, guys. Yes. Ooh, and it's time to thank James Rowland.
Are you sure it's not Rowland?
Sure.
Don't forget, we got to thank Ashley Hubbard.
How could we forget Ashley Hubbard?
Well, I didn't forget you were gonna.
Absolutely, and Kimberly Dixon.
I didn't forget Kimberly Dixon.
Wait, you know who we ought to thank next?
Who's that?
Michelle Stutz!
Thanks, Michelle. We also need to thank Scott Jones.
Good old Scotty Jones.
And we can never forget Rich Johnson.
No, it's not time for Rich Johnson.
All right, later. There was Mr. Dennis Doherty, who kept the running dog. Little Patty from the Tyrahlugan Bog, Tara's voice from every barony and curse from every art, and the lovely Mrs. Brady in her private horse and cart.
And along with them came Bouncing with a Cafferty, and little Mickey Mulligan was also 2 to 4. Rose Susanna and Margarita Rafferty, the flower of Armenian and the pride of Petrifor. Away the toot on the flute and a twiddle on the fiddle, oh, hopping round the middle like a heron on the grill, oh, jump down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Hadn't we the gaiety, it filled the fluter's ball.
All right, fellas, it's time for round two to begin. First off, I'd like to thank a person who's very dear to me heart, me darling mother, Daphne Price. Connor, it's your turn.
Yeah, no, it's
Connor.
Not.
No, no, Connor, it is your turn.
It's not my turn.
Connor, say it.
There's nothing to say.
Say it.
I don't know why.
If you don't say it, I'm going to come in there and stuff them headphones down your throat.
And we'd like to thank Grammy and Papa Toon.
Oh, wait. It's that time.
Oh, at the time?
We'd like to thank
Christy and Rich Johnson.
We'd also like to thank Robin Slicer and me dear friend Jeff Harrison.
Thanks. Ooh, and I'd like to thank Melissa Blackman, one of the OSG.
That's right.
Well, as long as we're throwing thank yous out there, we should also remember to thank Chandra Kovacs.
No, stupid. I think that's pronounced Chandra Kovacs.
Well, when in Rome.
Doesn't make any sense.
I'd also like to thank Tony Blanco. That's Tony with an I.
Absolutely. Oh, and we would like to thank Kimberly Pugh.
Of course we would. And me darling cousin Catherine and her husband Winfred Baldwin.
And I'd like to thank Rich Johnson.
No, stupid. We already thanked Rich Johnson.
First, the Mickey Mulligan got up to show them how. Then the Widow Cafferty stepped out to make her bow. I could dance you off your legs just as sure as you were born. If you'd only make the piper play, the hair was in the corn. So Phil plays up to the best of his ability. The lady and the gentleman began to do the share. Faith on Mick, it's you that does agility. But got a Widow Cafferty, you're leaping like a hare. With a toot on the flute and a twiddle on the fiddle, oh, hopping around the middle like a heron on the griddle, oh, jump down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Hadn't we the gaiety and fill the fluter's ball?
All right, gents, we're climbing up the ladder. It's time for level 3.
Third time's a charm.
Oh, special thanks goes out to our good friend Lindsay Mader.
Oh, yes, Lindsay.
I'd also like to extend a very special thank you to Aaron Koff.
Who can forget Aaron? And I'd like to thank Rich Johnson.
No, stupid. We did that last time.
Well, when in Rome.
Stupid seems to be catching.
Then fill the voodoo tip to eat a little crooked pen. I think it's nearly time for me to pass around the hat. So Patty passed the cobbin round and looking mighty cute. Said you got to pay the piper when he tutors on a flute. So I'll join in with the greatest eligibility, covering the shuffle and the buckle and the cut. Jigs were danced at the very finest folly, but the weirdo beat the company at the handling of the foot. A weirdo toot on the flute and a twiddle on the fiddle, oh, hopping round the middle like a heron on the griddle, oh, jump down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Hadn't we the gaiety and fill the fluter's ball?
All right, gents, we've reached the top of the mountain. It's time for the final round.
All right, we'd like to start off by thanking Jessica Brandes.
That's right. And Chris and Vicky Foles. He'll do.
Thanks, Chris.
And last but certainly not least, we'd like to thank Donald Ryan.
He's the boss, man.
That's right. Thanks, boss.
Oh, and lastly, we'd also like to thank Rich Johnson.
Wait a minute. We already thanked Rich Johnson.
Yeah, why'd you thank Rich Johnson?
Win in Rome.
With a toot on the flute and a twiddle on the fiddle, oh, hop around the middle like a heron on the griddle, oh, jump down, hands around, cross it to the wall. Hand me the gaiety, fill the fluter's ball.
Hello, this is Nzinga, the Moor of Dundee, and you're listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Don't you love it?
What care we how light the spray is? What care we for the wind or weather? Let her go, boys, every inch is sailing homeward to Mingalay. Heel ye ho, boys, let her go, boys, heave her head round into the weather. Heel ye ho, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to Mingalay. Clap your eyes on the sun arisen. Gulls and doves fill the sky with feathers. Cut her loose, boys, for the horizon. We'll be home soon in Mingalay. Heel ye ho, boys, let her go, boys. Heave her head round into the weather. Hee-hee-ho, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to Mingalay. Wives are waiting on the bank or looking seaward from the heather. Pull her round, boys, then you'll anchor ere the sun sets on Mingalay. Hear ye ho, boys, let her go, boys, heave her head round into the weather. Hear ye ho, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to Mingalay. Wives are waiting, anticipating, for the end of our adventures. Don't you cry, girls, we're returning to the shores of Mingalay. Hear ye ho, boys, let her go, boys, heave her head round into the weather. Hear ye ho, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to Mingalay. Hear ye ho, boys, let her go, boys, heave her head round into the weather. Hear ye ho, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to Mingalay. Sailing homeward to Mingalay.
And that was the Mingalay Boat Song by Two Merry Men from Bawdy Drunken Song-Filled Merriment.
All right, let's get back to our top 10 countdown. We are up to number 7, and as voted by our listeners, the number 7 favorite album from 2015 is Izum Anav from Vanamazi. I know it's called Izum Anav because I asked the band when I interviewed them last year, and one thing I didn't figure out, and if you're looking at it in front of your screen like we are right now, it's probably a little easier. Listening on the podcast, it's probably a little harder to figure out that Vanamazi backwards is Izum Anav. So a little trivia for you, that's where that comes from.
Okay, and at number 6, we have All Over the Map by the Rambling Sailors.
And number 5... Chased Treasure by Chased Treasure.
And coming up for our next show, it's going to be a special roundtable from the Arizona Renaissance Festival. So look forward to that coming up at the beginning of April.
All right, and our next song coming up, you're going to love this, the Blue Dragon Butt song by Dan the Bard from Cross Genre References.
There once was a pair of adventurers. Their story is ever so bold. One, a winged raptor and fighter girl, and the other a fine halfling rogue. And they did jar to a dragon's lair, and found not one dragon but two. The first was black and really quite large, the other was big and quite blue. The raptor and girl was a lethal. She called out the fight strategy, and indeed the rogue would listen to her. It made sense logistically. But then the blue dragon did mimic her voice and said, "Dieter, go into that pit." Dieter jumped in, much to her chagrin, and Alethio went after him. Alethio jumped in that pit, oh so deep. With Dieter they worried a bit. The dragon so blue knew just what he'd do. He sat down and covered the pit. Darkness true from a butt oh so blue did fall on the desperate duo. They waited and prayed the worm would behave and not make a gross number too old. They then hatched a plan, for they had in their hand an enchanted magnifying glass. They increased the size of the dragon's two thighs and tripled the girth of its. Then Alethio grabbed Dieter and flew right up where the sun doesn't shine.
I am not bragging. They entered the dragon and tore it apart from inside. Tra-la-la-leggin, the evil black dragon saw the blue dragon's doom. Tra-la-la-light, he clenched up real tight and slowly surrendered the room. Tra-la-la-la, it went too far, I know this deep down in my gut. Tra-la-la-laugh, a fate worse than death, to enter a blue dragon's butt. To enter a blue dragon's butt. To enter a blue dragon's butt.
Hi, my name is Kate Nickel from Owl Moon Studios. This is March the 9th, and we are listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast.
Farewell and adieu to you Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to ladies of Spain. For we've received orders for to sail for old England. But we hope in a short time to see you again. We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar all on the salt sea until we strike soundings in the channel of old England. From Ushant to Scilly is 35 leagues. We hove our ship to with a wind from southwest, boys. We hove our ship to deep soundings to take. 'Twas 45 fathoms with a white sandy bottom. So we squared our main yard and up channel did make. We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar all on the salt sea until we strike soundings in the channel of old England. From Ushant to Scilly is 35 leagues. The first land we sighted was called the Dodman. Next Ramehead off Plymouth, off Portsmouth the White. We sailed by Beachy, by Fairlight and Dover. And then we bore up for the South Foreland Light. We'll rent and we'll rent like true British sailors. We'll rent and we'll roar all on the salt sea until we strike soundings in the channel of old England. From Ushant to Scilly is 35 leagues. Then the signal was made for the grand fleet to anchor, and all in the Downs that night for July, let go your shank painter, cut loose your cast stopper, haul up your clue garnets, let tack and sheets fly. We'll rent and we'll roar, night and British sailors. We'll rent and we'll roar, all on the salt sea until we strike soundings in the channel of England. From Ushant to Scilly is 35 leagues. Now let every man drink off his full bumpers, and let every man drink off his full glass. We'll drink and be jolly and drown melancholy. And here's to the health of each true-hearted lass. We'll rent and we'll roar, night and British sailors. We'll rent and we'll roar all on the salt sea until we strike soundings in the channel of England. From Ushant to Scilly is 35 leagues. We'll rent and we'll roar, night and British sailors. We'll rent and we'll roar all on the salt sea until we strike soundings in the channel of England. From Ushant to Scilly is 35 leagues. From Ushant to Scilly is 35 leagues.
And that was Spanish Ladies by Bounding Main, and that is a single release that they put out in 2015.
Okay, getting back to our countdown. Number four is Drinker's Anthem from the Merry Wives of Windsor.
The number three most popular album of 2015 is Bawdy Drunken Song-Filled Merriment, by Two Merry Men. That's a mouthful.
And number two is Sibling Rivalry from the McGuire Brothers.
But number one's not there. What do we do?
I don't know. We're just going to have to wait for it.
Okay, stay tuned. So we're going to be doing some different kinds of shows. Actually, we've already done at least one roundtable show, and that was really cool the way it worked out. One of the Minions went to a fair and gathered a few people and did what we're doing right now and introduced all the songs in the podcast and made all the announcements. And I thought that was a nice change from the normal routine that we do. And we're trying to get several more of them going. And Chuck, I believe you're going to try to get some done yourself, right?
Well, right now I've already started setting up for one at the Mayfair on the Green, which is going to be in Holland Patton, New York, on the weekend of May 14th and 15th. And with any luck coming up, I may be doing one or two others this summer as well.
That's cool. We've had a few people say, hey, I might be at this fair and I might be at that fair. So I think our highly aggressive list of fairs we might do roundtables at includes the Medieval Fair in Norman. That's coming up really soon. The New York Fairy Festival. You know, if we don't get that one, just fly me up there. I'll do that one because I've been wanting to see that one. New Jersey Renaissance Fair, Sterling, Minnesota, and Louisiana. So whether we get all those done, you know we're volunteers, right? There's no telling what you're really going to get. But we're going to do our best and probably throw some other ones in there that we didn't even talk about yet.
No, you never know where we're going to show up with any of these. And I tell you, the best way to help us out on it is get out to the fairs yourselves, support these artists, support the fairs themselves, and keep them going, because that's the best way to keep the music coming.
Yeah, and you know the highly technical equipment that I bring to fairs that I use when I just happen to have an opportunity for an interview?
Let me guess, it has an Apple on it.
Yes, it's my aging iPhone. There's a free app. There's probably many free apps. And it does a pretty darn good job, especially if I remember to hold it upside down so the microphone is close to us. And I have gotten lots of good interviews just on my smartphone, which means you can't whine. No one out there can say, oh, I can't do that. I don't have all this fancy equipment. So anyone can help us out and do some interviews and be a part of the podcast.
That's right, because don't be afraid to go up and introduce yourself to one of the artists and see if they want to sit down and take 5 minutes with you.
Of course they want to talk about their music, right?
Absolutely.
All right, I want to take this next song coming up because this is a friend of mine. We go way back to the very first edition of the Texarkana Fair where we both were performing. This is Dr. Harmonious and Friends, and the song is Shanty Man from his album Joyful Noise.
I've sailed the seven seas, and I have traveled well. I have soared in heaven, and have plumbed the depths of hell. I have dined on cabbages, and I have dined with kings. I've felt the dregs of poverty, and I've owned golden rings. I got one hand on the tiller and one hand on me heart. My eyes to that horizon sail into the next port. I'm just one drop of water in the sea spray and foam. I'm just a lonely shanty man. I'm far away from home. I am not a captain, and I am not a king, but I have got a tub to thump, and I've got a song to sing. From a whisper to a mumble, from a keening to a wail, I got 57 choruses for lease, for rent, for sale. I can talk a mile a minute without a thing to say, but I am mostly serious when I kneel down to pray. I'm just one drop of water in the sea spray and foam. I'm just a lonely shanty man. I'm far away from me home. I'm just a lonely shanty man.
Welcome, my lords and ladies.
Hi, hello, greetings, salutations.
I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And we're the ladies of the tower.
I love our tower.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day, Nicole.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Liz.
Are you in the mood to celebrate?
Because Of course. I've got my green gown on.
And I made that batch of green beer.
And I made some twice-baked potatoes, so we're just ready.
My favorite. Now, do you know what St. Patrick is known for?
Snakes.
Snakes? Okay, so do you want to elaborate on that at all?
He charms the snakes, he plays a little strange Middle Eastern flute, and he makes the snakes rise out of their baskets, their hand-woven baskets in the streets of Agrabah.
All right, you've taken a bit of artistic liberty, but yes, you're right, St. Patrick is known for snakes. But casting out snakes wasn't all that he did.
Really?
Apparently, he dealt with magicians who were running buck wild all over Ireland and practicing the black pagan arts.
Magicians gone wild?
Definitely.
Oh, no.
Well, this is how he dealt with a particular batch of magicians. I'm going to quote from a book written about his life. Nine magicians conspired the saint's death, and to have the more free access to him, they counterfeited themselves to be monks, putting on religious weeds. The saint, by divine inspiration, knew them to be wolves wrapped in sheep's clothing, making therefore the sign of the cross against the children of Satan. What do you think happened next?
I think that the wolves in sheep's clothing unzipped their sheep costumes and their full wolf forms came out and they ate the children.
I don't think you understand the story quite, but what happened was, and I quote, "Behold, fire descended from earth and consumed all nine." It got a little bloody.
Oh no!
But then he took a wooden idol that was worshipped by the Satanist pagans, and the wood withered, leaving it only good to be firewood, so he took care of that problem.
Well, good. That was a scary story.
I'm sorry I scared you, but listeners may want to hear more about the miracles of St. Patrick.
I know I do.
Well, you can find out more about St. Patrick and his miracles if you listen to episode 49 of our history podcast, Rude Tudors, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, and RudeTudors.com. This has been a moment in Renfest history.
And now for a minute with Fugly.
So where are you off to?
I'm headed to the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Well, isn't that weekends in November?
And into December.
Well, aren't you a little early then?
Oh, not at all. I'm going there on pilgrimage.
A holy quest?
Of sorts.
On foot?
Of course. And if I leave today, I'll arrive just in time.
You do know that you can fly or drive there.
Hello, Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Yes, but you don't actually live in the Renaissance.
But there's a huge variety of entertainment.
Yes, but you don't actually live in...
Plus dozens of educational demonstrations.
Yes, but you don't...
Did I mention over 100 places to shop?
Yes, but you don't...
actually live in the Renaissance? I know.
So why the pilgrimage?
Pilgrims eat turkey legs.
That's not in the script.
Very well then, because.
Nope.
All right, quoniam.
That's more like it.
Now I feel like I need a bath.
None of that.
This podcast sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Come over the water, come over. Come over the water to Charlie. I hear the bell once, but never again, to carry me over to Charlie. Come over the water, come over the sea. Come over the water to Charlie. Come woe, come gather and go, to live or die with Charlie. Once I had sons, but now I have none. I treated them all so sorely, but I would bear them all. By the sun so clearly, if I had 10,000 lives, I'd live them all for Charlie. Come over the water, come over the sea, come over the water to Charlie. Over, come ferry me o'er, come boat me over to Charlie. I hear the bell once, but never again, to carry me over to Charlie. Come over the water, come over the sea, come over the water to Charlie.
That last song was Charlie by Bardmageddon from Bardmageddon.
And it's time. It's time, isn't it?
I think it's time.
Let's do this. I'm tired of waiting. Oh, do we need to have a drum roll?
I think we should, yes.
This is number one. This is the favorite album from last year. The most popular release as voted by the fans of the Renaissance Festival podcast. All right, here we go.
Just the Tip by the Righteous Blackguards.
Just the Tip is our winner. Congratulations to the Righteous Blackguards. And I think winning is something that they're familiar with. So in our 11th annual Renaissance Festival Podcast Awards, the Righteous Blackguards were also voted first place for Best Musical Group Stage Show. And they are multi-year winners in the Renaissance Festival Awards. So these guys are just a powerhouse.
Outstanding. Congratulations.
So that's our countdown, but that's not the end of our show today. Coming up next, we have Lady Hath Bustle by Daniel Burt from Songs of My People.
Oh, my word, Rebecca. Look at her figure. It's so large. She looks like a soup tureen. What? Does she have a little man standing under there with an umbrella? Heavens, it just goes on and on, protruding like the world's largest pimple. Those gentlemen are only speaking with her because they can't get past her. She's so wide.
I like large bustles and I cannot dissemble, and the things underneath they resemble. When a lady walks by and she catches your eye with a hoop skirt in your face, you're quite taken. Only ladies of fashion can raise my passion. Good lady, I want to be near you. A whaler would spear you. You could teach a camel to hump with that antithesis of masculine rump. With your ruffles all a rustle and some hustle in your bustle, seeing you flounce makes me want to pounce. As you walk down the walk, taking up the whole sidewalk, you bring meaning to Broadway. You say you want in my carriage? Get in, let's talk about marriage. Cause mademoiselle, you know full well, if you're shaped like a bell, then you will entice me. Like Pavlov's dog, I'm salivating. If you can't fit sideways through a door, that means there's more of you to adore. Your curves are enormously pleasing. You can wear pretty hats and corsets, but please don't lose that bustle. I say, madame, what are you smashing? Cause that bustle is smashing. Stroll along with your parasol. Use it as a cane, no need at all to hide the fact your hips are swinging side to side. There's the bell ringing. Yes, bustle for me, ladies. Gentlemen,
yes.
Does your lady friend have a bustle?
Why, no.
Tell her, wear one.
Wear one.
Triple that buttock size, Lady Hath Bustle. Yes, Lady Hath Bustle.
Arr, ahoy, a scurvy scallywags. I'm Captain John Stout.
And I be Droolin' Jack Porter.
And together we are
Porter and Stout.
You're listening to the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast.
On renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
So, if you happen to see us somewhere out there,
be sure and buy us a pint.
I'm Captain John Stout.
And I'd be Droolin' Jack Porter.
And together we are
really in need of a Guinness.
Come and listen, I'll tell you what happened to me. One day as I went down to Cork by the sea, where the day it was hot and the sun it was warm, so said I, a quick pint wouldn't do me no harm. I went in and I ordered a bottle of stout, says the bartender smiling, the beer's all sold out. Try a whiskey, young Patty, 10 years in the wood, says I, I'll try cider, I heard that it's good. And I'll never, no never, no never again, if I live to be 100 or 110. I fell to my knees, could not get up, after drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. After down in the third, I went into the yard, where I ran into Brophy, that big civic guard. Come here to me, boy, don't you know I'm the law? So I up with my fist and I shattered his jaw. He fell to the ground with his knees doubled up, but it was not I hit him, 'twas Johnny Jump. says to me, I'm afraid for me life, I'll be hit by a car. Won't you help me across to the Celtic Nut Bar? After a pint of that cider so sweet, he threw down his crutches and danced on his feet. And I'll never, no, never, no, never again, if I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to my knees, could not get up after drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. I went down to the Lee Road, a friend for to see. They call it the Madhouse and Cork on the Lee. When I got there, sure, the truth I will tell, they had that poor bugger locked up in a cell. Said the guard testing him, say these words if you can. Around the rugged rock, the ragged rascal ran. Tell him I'm not crazy, tell him I'm not mad. It was only a sip of that cider I had. And I'll never, no, never, no, never again, if I live to be 100 or 110. I fell to my knees, could not get up after drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. And died in the mines by the name of McNabb. They washed him, they laid him outside on the slab. After O'Connor his measure did take, his wife brought him home to a bloody fine wake. About 12 o'clock and the beer it was high, the corpse sat right up and he says with a sigh, I can't get to heaven, no they won't let me up, till I bring them quart of that Johnny Jump Up. And I'll never, no, never, no, never again, if I live to be 100 or 110. I fell to my knees, could not get up after drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. So if you ever go down to Cork by the sea, stay out of the alehouse and listen to me. Drink a whiskey, young Paddy, but don't take a sup of that devil drink cider called Johnny Jump Up. And I'll never, no, never, no, never again, if I live to be 100 or 110. I fell to my knees, could not get up after drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. And I'll never, no, never, no, no, never again, if I live to be 100 or 110. I fell to my knees, could not get up after drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up.
From their album, The Idiocracy, that was The Bilge Pumps with Johnny Jump Up. Welcome to Searching for a Port. I'm coming to you live from the moat around the castle. I, of course, am Captain Jack Gonzo of ScoundrelsIn.com, where every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. you can find your favorite pirate music. Or go to ScoundrelsIn.com and find our past episodes and never be without pirate music in your life again. With that being said, let's talk about some concerts that are coming up of various pirate bands. The Whiskey Bay Rovers will be playing the NOLA Pirate Week's Huma Pirate Day, Saturday, April 2nd, at Huma Downtown Marina in lovely downtown Huma, Louisiana. And then the following week, they will be playing NOLA Pirate Week's Pirates in the Prairies, Friday evening, April 8th, at Hotel Kazan in Mamou, Louisiana. The Musical Blades will be back in Kansas City at the Voodoo Lounge on April 16th. The Brethren Order of the North East Sea, or Bones, will be playing Bellamy's Pirate Ball Saturday, April 30th, in New Bedford, Massachusetts. Now, it's a pirate's ball, so make sure you dress appropriately. You know, patch up your pants. Cover your feet. And a reminder that the Dread Crew of Oddwood's Kickstarter album, Lawful Evil, will be released on March 25th. Make sure you acquire your copy in the most legal fashion. And now from their album, Cracking Up, here's Bounding Maine with Strike the Bell.
Up on the poop deck and walking about, there is the second mate, so steady and so stout.
what he is a-thinking of, he doesn't want to tell. We wish that he would hurry up and strike, strike the bell. Strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look you well to windward, you can see it's gonna blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it is fell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike, strike the bell.
Down on the main deck and working at the pumps, there is the lumberman watches longing for the bunks. Look out to windward, you can see a great swell. We wish that he would hurry up and strike,
strike the bell. Strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look you well to windward, you can see it's gonna blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it is fell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike, strike the bell.
Forward on the forecastle head and keep a sharp lookout. There is Johnny standing along and heard a shout. Lights are burning bright, sir, and everything is well. He's wishing that the second mate would strike,
strike the bell. Strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look you well to windward, you can see it's gonna blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it is fell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike, strike the bell.
Aft of the wheelhouse, old Denison stands, grasping at the helm with his frostbitten hands. He's looking at his compass, though the course is clear as hell. He's wishing that the second mate would strike,
strike the bell. Strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look you well to windward, you can see it's gonna blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it is fell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike, strike the bell. Aft on the quarter deck, our gallant captain stands, looking out to windward with the spyglass in his hands. What he is a-thinking of, we know very well. He's thinking more of shortening sail than striking the bell. Strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look you well to windward, you can see it's gonna blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it is fell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike, strike the bell. Strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look you well to windward, you can see it's gonna blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it is fell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike, strike the bell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike, strike the bell. We'll toss you in the highest well if you don't strike that blasted bell. So strike it soon and strike it well. Just strike, strike the bell.
We are the Mystic Minstrels, and you are listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
On the field of chivalry, I saw mighty arms, much stronger than my arms could ever be. So I thought perhaps that field was not for me. But still I stayed and watched the fighting till one figure stood apart, in armor newly fashioned and a helm more pot than art. But each blow was thrown with honor and the lightness of the heart. So I took that step which soon became a start. 'Cause she was not the biggest fighter, nor one to raise a fuss, but I remember being proud that she was one of us. And we might never stand together in a shield wall side by side. Because of her I lift my sword with pride. Not the type you would expect, with a braver heart than many and a slot shot to respect. And I guess she'd once decided this was where she'd like to be. And I thought if she could do it, why not me? 'Cause she was not the biggest fighter, nor one to raise a fuss, but I remember being proud that she was one of us. And we might never stand together in a shield wall side by side. Because of her I lift my sword with pride. glances here and there. I think about examples, how you act and what you dare. Cause you never know who's watching or how far that story goes. Where'er that lady is, I hope she knows. Cause she was not the biggest fighter, nor one to raise a fuss. But I remember being proud that she was one of us. And we might never stand together in a shield wall side by side. Because of her, I lift my sword with pride. We might never stand together in a shield wall side by side. Because of her, I lift my sword with pride.
And that last song was One of Us by Heather Dale from Imagineers. We would like to thank the patrons of the show. We have 12 patrons that are now sponsoring the Renaissance Festival podcast. They have agreed to pay a little bit of money each week to help support the show, help us with our recording costs and equipment costs.
Right now, when we add up all of the pennies and the dollars and the coins, it's $20.89 total from all of our Patreon patrons per show. You know what that tells me? It would be pretty easy to make a pretty big difference if someone else were to decide to become a Patreon of the Renaissance Festival podcast.
So you can come to the Renaissance Festival Music podcast site at www.renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out how to become a patron yourself.
And please do come to the website and see what's going on, look at past episodes, and come by and say hi on Facebook as well.
We also want to give a special thanks to Stephen Conroy, who is the newest friend of the podcast.
Thanks so much, Stephen Conroy, our friend. So our last song coming up, I really love this song, and not just because I like saying the name of it out loud. This is Kruskin Lan by Abby Green from her album Why Should I? Take care, and we'll see you next time.
So long for now.
Immortal and divine, great Bacchus, god of wine, create me by adoption of your son. In hopes that you'll comply, that my glass will never run dry, nor my smiling little Kruskin. Lon, 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 nor my smiling little Kruskin. Lon, a gromo grimo Kruskin, slunchyam a warning. Gromo grimo Kruskin, lon, gromo grimo Kruskin, slunchyam a warning. It's time alarm to coolie, doof no bon. Let the farmer praise his grounds, let the huntsman praise his hounds, let the shepherd praise his dewy-scented lawn. I'm more wise than they, spend each happy night and day with my precious little Kruskin. Lawn, lawn, with my darling little Kruskin. Lawn, a gromo grimo Kruskin, slunchyam a warning. Gromo grimo Kruskin, lawn, gromo grimo Kruskin, slunchyam a warning. It's come along to coolie, doof no bon. There's my Buchelbon, he's a kind, true-hearted one. He's as modest and as gentle as a swan. His lips are so divine, I could quaff them up with wine. His sweet lips should be my Kruskin. Lon, 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 his sweet lips should be my Kruskin. Lon, a gromo grimo Kruskin, slunchyam a warning. Gromo grimo Kruskin, lon, gromo grimo Kruskin, slunchyam a warning. His carmelum to coolie, doof no bon. And when grim death appears in a few uncertain years and says that my glass it is drawn, I'll say be gone you knave, for great Bacchus gave me leave to fill another Kruskin. Lon, 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 to fill another Kruskin. Lon, a gromo grimo Kruskin, slunchyam a warning. Gromo grimo Kruskin, lon, gromo grimo Kruskin, slunchyam a warning. It's come along to coolie, doof no bone. Then fill your glasses high, let her.
heart with lips not dry. For the lark has proclaimed it is dawn. And since we can't remain, let us shortly meet again to fill another kruschkin. Lon, lon, lon. To fill another kruschkin. Lon. A gromokrimo kruschkin. Slantiamo vernin. Gromokrimo kruschkin. Lon. Gromokrimo kruschkin. Slantiamo vernin. It's come along to cooling, do no born. It's a come along to cooling, do no born. It's a come along to cooling, do no born. A gram of cream of crushkin, slunch a yam of worny. Gram of cream of crushkin, gone. Gram of cream of crushkin, slunch a yam of worny. It's come along to cooling. No bon, a gram of cream of crushkin, slanchia moony, gram of cream of crushkin, don, gram of cream of crushkin, slanchia moony, is coming on to coolie, doof no bon, a gram of cream of crushkin, slanchia moony, gram of cream of crushkin, don, gram of cream of crushkin, slanchia moony, is coming on to coolie. No bone, it's a carmelum to coolie, do no bone.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.